Hello and welcome. This is the A and B version of the Dollhouse Podcast. I'm Barbara.
I'm Amy.
And we are doing Season 1, Episode 9, A Spy in the House of Love. Yay! And we are so excited for this episode. We watched it a while back, and we were really hoping we could podcast together because we went to our friend's wedding, but sadly she stayed somewhere else, and then her ride came. So it didn't work out, but we're podcasting now, even if we're further away. Yay for Skype.
Yes. Skype is amazing. They should give us money since we advertised for them.
Yes, they should. Do you hear that?
I'm joking, though. Mm.
Alrighty, so for the episode, the synopsis. We have, when Topher discovers a microchip and reports it to Boyd, they suspect there may be a spy within the dollhouse in which they both, as well as Dr. Saunders, Ivy, and Adele, become suspects. Echo volunteers herself to be programmed as a detective to help Lawrence find the mole, while Sierra is programmed to go undercover as a worker at NSA, the only government branch that the dollhouse does not have any contacts in, to find the spy. Meanwhile, Adele is revealed to not only be the head of the LA dollhouse branch, but also to be an anonymous client when she hires Victor to be programmed as her lost love. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, elsewhere, Ballard finally learns that Melly is the lethal dollhouse active November, when the mole contacts him via November's tampering and requests him to focus on his investigation to the dollhouse's clientele. And that is from IMDb. Yeah, I wasn't for sure whether it was, what's his name or not, Lawrence Dominic, that contacted Melly, but we'll get into that later. And for trivia, we have, according to Elijah Dushku, on the day she wore her dominatrix outfit, she hired a coffee truck for the cast and crew and told them they could choose between the free coffee or her whip. While they appreciated the free coffee, it didn't stop them from gawking and drooling over her. She says that the dominatrix received huge publicity, and the clip was used extensively in advertisements for the show. The scene alone is often credited with earning the dollhouse its second season. And then also it says something about it, according to an interview that she said she could have chose between different ones of five, but she chose the skimpiest. So, yeah, there's that. And I have several more. But yeah, Victor's persona.
I don't know why. That's hilarious.
I thought it was, yeah, pretty crazy. I wonder if it really, I think it's an interesting show. I mean, if I had, like, better access, or I forgot when it came out, but, like, more time and maybe a bit more access to a TV sometimes, like, the show, if I knew about it, I probably would have definitely watched it. I guess they thought a lot of guys were watching this. I don't know.
Yeah. Probably. They probably have some statistics and what it's about. I can't picture guys watching it more than girls.
Yeah. You never know, though. But, yeah, that was interesting. But Victor's persona for the Miss Lonely Hearts engagement is Roger. As a verb, to Roger is a British slang, roughly equivalent to the American as to hump. It seems that, you know, that since Victor's very British, it may be an inside joke. And then there's a few goofs. Sierra, acting as a spy, impersonates a worker. When she first gets in the building, a guard scans her card, revealing the name A. Sieto. And she enters the office with a plate card that said, Miss Sato, not without, there's a missing an I in it. And also the, a guard calls her by the Sato name, so there's something weird with that, or she, that character just got married or something, and the last name's different, who knows. And then also when, she's in, sits at the desk, computer shows NSA mirrored, something about the film has been flipped or something, something's been flipped. And then right after she takes the picture, Sierra does, of the girl's eye, you can see her blinking, even though moments before the girl was supposed to be knocked out by Sierra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that this one, like, is weird. It had a lot. And then Toshiko Sato is the name of the federal agent in Torchwood, whose backstory involves her stealing classified information from the Ministry of Defense on a similar matter. And then also, when Sierra pulls off her wig and throws it on the floor, and the long shot down the corridor, at first, but yeah, you don't see it on the floor when you see, like, the guards chasing her.
I think I noticed that.
Oh, nice. Okay, so we did... at the end of the episode, when the mole fires the gun, the victim's blood is splattered behind them on the glass, indicating an exit wound on the back victim. Later we see the back of the victim with no blood or exit point on either their back or the back of their shirt. And then when Boyd enters Dr. Saunders' office at the beginning of the episode, she quickly runs across the room to close a web page on her computer. It was a fictional website, meetcute.biz, assumedly a dating service. This may indicate the doctor attempting to develop some kind of life outside the dollhouse. So that one I thought was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dr. Saunders trying to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Victor's tie changes magically from green to purple while in the van. Or from...
what is it?
It says his tie changes from green in the dollhouse garage to purple while in the van. In which I was first like, wait, didn't he just maybe change or something? But I guess... I guess not. I don't know. Okay. I didn't notice that.
I don't think I did either.
Yeah, like we were just more paying attention to like, what is he doing? Why is he... going to this one lady's house and just giving her flowers and running off and...
Yep.
Yep. Alright, so that is the trivia. Sorry, I know it was a lot. Alrighty, so we have... we see the first person getting prepared to go to the attic. And so... Dominic shall be missed. Though he tried to kill Elko twice, he had his moments. He is trying to protect the dolls and does help to keep the dollhouse a secret so others don't help them. That's what I had to say about him.
He will be missed.
He will be. He was really hilarious in the episode with the school. Alright, I'm making it softer. And we don't have a lot of information about him. He was the chief of security, and also, yeah, we find out how he was the double agent. He believes, you know, Paul's a threat, and so, you know, it'd be good to kill him, and, yep. But we kind of see in this, at least, he does have some good in him, so it is kind of sad he has to go. And also, he did try and help, he did want to help Sierra when they knew that was going on.
Yeah.
So, Farewell, that is the name of this. It's the Farewell song. It's from YouTube. So that is the sad music. Bye-bye. Goodbye, Lawrence Dominic. We hope you survived the attic. But it doesn't sound very pleasant since it's a mind suck.
Yeah.
But yeah, since it actually, she can understand more, but hopefully you watched the episode before this. Alrighty. So, at first we see some bad experimenting and someone's being held down. And they're just like, everyone's, you know, it's all hands on deck. And I think even, like, Topher's helping and everything else. And then we see Sierra and Echo walk by and they're like, what's going on? And I think Echo, she says something about she made a mistake. Now she's sad. I don't remember who she's talking about. I think, like, it's kind of weird how it's broken up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it says 12 hours earlier. And we see Echo and the famous dominatrix outfit. And she's, you know, talking to Boyd and going on to her little thing. She's like, it's about trust. It's not just about the pain. It's about handing yourself over to someone else. There's nothing else more beautiful than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And Boyd's like, eh. And she's like, well, says something like, you know, when you give yourself so fully, you usually ends up being pain. And she's like, well, maybe you need to come have a session with me. And he's like, that's okay. I'm good. And so they're out and they're, you know, heading back. And she runs into the handler. And then there's Victor and he's dressed up in his suit. And she's like, oh, like, I'm so jealous. I'd rather have, you know, that engagement instead of this one. It's so boring. And then Roger says something about, oh, I thought this was funny about her, his handler, that, she has bodice rippers. And that she wants to be kidnapped by a pirate. Amy, we're not the only one who likes pirates. But yes, and then Echo's funny. She's like, oh, I know a guy. But yeah, they don't talk too much longer. And nothing else, too much. And she's just kind of making fun of it again. She's just like, oh, we gotta get him to his geriatric princess or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And Echo cracks the whip at her. And she's like, it's love, be respectful. And then Boyd just gives her, like, this look. And she's like, she hands him the whip. And she's like, fine. Like, sometimes it is about the pain. Oh, we totally forgot.
Yeah.
Echo does say to him, you know, like, when she's saying, like, oh, yeah, you should come have a session with me. And you can show that you trust me, because I've already shown that I trust you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, basically, like, show each other that we trust each other. And she's like, well, you don't know me too well. And just something like, I guess they put it in her to be, she's like, oh, you just came up off the street or something. They did make it sound like that. And she's like, oh, I have a good feeling about you. And I have the whip.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, and then they talk, and they, you know, she cracks the whip at the handler, and then she's like, oh, yeah, you can come have a session after my treatment, if you want. Uh-huh. But, you know, Echo's white, so she doesn't remember anything, and instead of Topher, we see it's Ivy, and she's, did I fall asleep? And she's just very calm, and, you know, they do the back and forth. And Topher, like, I think while, yeah, she's still, Echo's still there. And Topher's criticizing her. She's like, this is the first thing I hear. You need to be more pleasant. You're so, and then Lawrence comes in and isn't complaining. He's like, we're late. She needs to go to this. She needs to go to this. He's like, you don't need to be like that, Ivy.
Yep.
It's like, oh, poor Ivy. She wasn't bad. I mean, I can see, I guess, like, you know, yeah, maybe be a little more upbeat, but.
Uh huh.
I mean, yeah, like, you couldn't have made it a little bit until the doll was out of the room.
Uh huh.
I don't know. Anyways. But yeah, they're like, she needs to go into, I forgot where Echo had to go. She had to go somewhere. Oh, yeah, and they're just like, you know, Lawrence Dominic is like, you know, what's taking so long? He's like, well, you know, kind of a bullet, kind of, you know, barely fixing it, kind of slows stuff down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she had an appointment with Saunders. And then Adela and Lawrence are talking about holding down the fort while she's gone. She has a conference, and he's, you know, they're talking about, they don't know why she's going, but I love her sarcasm. Adele's like, probably you're going to tell me what a good job I'm doing. Maybe there'll be cake. And she's like, you know, it hasn't, it's not, like, you know, what's happened hasn't been your fault, Lawrence Dominic is saying. She's like, no, everything that happens under this roof is my fault. And for the next, like, 48 hours, now it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
So they're all on their own.
Uh-huh.
But where is she really going? Oh, we see later. Yep. Okay, so next we see November, and she, wakes up.
Goes to see Paul.
Well, after a bit, oh, that was kind of funny. Like, what a nice memory to give her. Like, you couldn't have given her a better one. But they say she's like, oh, like, taking the red eye and, like, have a screaming baby behind me or something.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it's like you couldn't have just given her a nice quiet flight with a decent movie.
Yeah.
No. Where are they at again? Because she said she's from Iowa.
So not Iowa.
Well, no, I just, like, I forgot. Where is the dollhouse?
Supposed That's what to? I mean. Never mind. I don't know.
I know there's the Washington, D.C. dollhouse we see later. Is this one, like, California or something?
I would, well.
Is it the L.A. one?
I don't know.
I just didn't think, like, it was that far.
Maybe it's, like, L.A. or...
Yeah.
Florida. Miami.
We'll get back to you guys on that.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to, like, waste all that time, like, looking that up. But yeah, yeah, just like, you wouldn't think it would be that long of a flight to have to be a red eye.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Anyways.
Maybe it's in China.
Maybe. Well, there's different ones.
It's the British dollhouse.
Who's that? Like, the man on the street. The on the man in the street, nobody had accents
anyways,
like that.
So she goes to Paul. And then she goes in
Meadow. Yeah. Well, first we had, like, we just see November slightly. But first we go to the doctor. And it's Dr. Saunders and Boyd. And she says he's worried about her. He's like, the last session was rough. And Dr. Saunders like, well, she's a dominatrix. That's kind of the point. Yeah, and she's talking about some, deep, dark sexual need, and he's like, well, what if the client has a whip? And she's like, well, it's not in them to be submissive. And he's like, well, you have the pitch down. And Saunders says, I believe it's flawed, just not for the same reasons you do, which I thought was interesting.
It was interesting.
Yeah. And then also they did mention, which I thought was interesting, yeah, like, about how many, same-sex engagements there are.
Yeah.
Which was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, then we have Topher comes up, and he talks to Boyd, and he's like, if you want to run, or you want to make a call, I'll kind of look the other way for a second. And he's like, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, because they suspect him.
Yeah, and he says how Topher explains an imprint has been compromised, and that means that whoever went in, they could have made a cheerleader that shoot people, or an assassin that does cheers, which I love. I thought that was hilarious. Yes.
Well, you never know.
That's true. I mean, but the dollhouse does some crazy missions, so they do kill orders, like they mentioned before. So I don't think they, I mean, it would be a high-risk engagement and it probably would cost a lot of money, but, you know, they mentioned, like, before, the only one who knows about it, the engagement, is you and the computer.
Right.
And so, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, they were fine with stealing something.
Yep.
So I don't know if they would really care. And, I mean, they're using people anyways. I don't know if they would really care about, like, oh, they're going to kill someone. Awesome. But anyways, and so that would be bad if the person they wanted to kill. And who knows, maybe it could be for a good cause, like, to get bad people. But, and then it's suddenly the assassin's doing cheers.
Yeah. I mean, look at Echoes. She was on a freaking date, and the guy was trying to kill her.
True.
So the date from... I don't know what.
Yeah. I mean, like, they did, like, have worked with the FBI slightly. They said they don't like to, but, right. Like, they did that one time, so they could be using it to get a criminal.
Yep.
You never know. But, they say, and, you know, Topher explains there's a spy. And then he's like, you think it's me? Boyd says, and... He's like, yeah. And he's like, so you told me even though you'd probably be fired? And he's like, Topher's like, yeah, I didn't really think that through. And then then Echo's watching this.
Mm-hmm.
And Topher's just like, oh, Dominic is going to take it out on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, she eventually, like, she's waving to somebody. I think it was to, like,
November or someone.
Yeah. I think it, like, she waves to November, and November's like, who's that? And so they're talking about Colin DeWitt, Topher, and Dominic.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start fighting. And he storms off, and he's, you know, talking to security. He's saying, cut off everything. And then he gets Sierra, and he's like, you're getting a treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see Sierra, it's going in the chair, and then they're fighting some more. And then we see Sierra walking, and she says, I'll kill him. And cause it's, like, weird how it's kind of shot.
Yeah, it is.
Because they kind of, like, go back to this scene kind of later. But, Topher gets Echo. Oh, Topher and Echo are talking, and she gets that Topher is, and everyone, she's like, everyone's unhappy, and, like, he was mean to you because he saw them fighting. And she says, were you not your best?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, they were fighting, and, let's see, basically, Dominic is saying, like, yeah, you should have caught this before, and he's like, well, Topher is like, well, that's not my job, I'm just supposed to keep outsiders out, I'm not supposed to deal with the inside people.
Yep. And I'm putting it back on Dominic.
Which I can see Topher's point.
Yep. Because he's the head of security, so...
Yeah. But then, I think Topher maybe should also be a bit more careful, too. Because, like you said, you know, he leaves, like, the chair and all the imprints. Like, if they're out, like, maybe, like, were they not left secure? Or yeah. I guess they need to be more careful about who has access to them.
Yeah.
But... But also, it should be good about, like, who people are in there should be... cleared, but and not gonna tamper with stuff. But yes, Topher, just, I love his little rant. And he's like, if it wasn't for me, there'd still be a security breach. And, you know, saying, like, I should know it before it happens. And now he's blaming everything on me. And, you know, it's not my department. I'm supposed to just deal with the outside stuff. And everyone here is supposed to be fine. And then Echo's just like, make me help. And she's like, what? Why am I? And he's like, why am I talking to a doll?
Yeah.
Oh, and it's a great scene. And she's like, did I just lose an argument to a doll? Yeah. And she's like, you make people different. And Topher is surprised, which is surprised like it would have been. I mean, I guess he's seen her a lot. Of her evolving. But, like, before it was, you know, like how the doctor explained it, like, that she had evolved. It was supposed to be back down. And then, like, there was a bit more, like, she's been a bit more normal lately. She's been more doll state. And so suddenly she's going, like, from 0 to 60, like, you know, first she's the, pretty-headed doll that doesn't know anything, and suddenly she is. She's like, you know, step out and saying, you make people different.
Yep. Make me different.
Yep.
Or make me help, or whatever.
Yeah, well, she said both, but you just think, he would have been more surprised, I think, like, more of a reaction, which he was, but it's just like, I think I expected more. Oh, here we go, yes, we have Nelly talks about being jet-lagged, and she's wandering. She kind of remembers Echo, and then she goes to the apartment, and then Paul comes out with the gun drawn. And it kind of looks like she didn't even really want to talk to him, but he's like, no, come on. Or, like, no, he's not even like, no, come on, with his hand. Like, he waves the gun at her. Like, she's, like, works with him, not like it's, a, like, yeah, I just don't think you wave a gun at your girlfriend or ex-girlfriend.
Yep.
And be like, come on. I would not like that.
I don't know. Paul's kind of a funny. I think he's in a strange state right now, too, where.
It is true. It is true. But I just feel to me it's kind of, it's acting like you're the.
Well, he's been visited by Echo randomly.
True. Well, no, that didn't happen yet.
Yeah, it did.
Well, we're getting to that.
No, he visited her, I mean in past
episodes. Oh, okay, okay.
Where he has that weird dream thing, and she beats him up in the alley or whatever, and
yeah. And his apartment's been bugged.
Yeah.
With crazy technology.
And then Millie just sort of left.
It's true.
She just sort of left. She didn't, you know, say,
She left him in the lurch.
Yep. She didn't say anything. She just took off.
They did have a quick goodbye.
Yeah.
But
she didn't say, oh, wait for me, or I'll be back. Well, she sort of did. She said something about her cousin.
I think she just said something like, I need to sort stuff out right now, or something, you need to sort stuff out kind of too.
Yep, yep.
Kind of thing, but yes, she's like, oh, it's not safe to talk out here. He has all these locks on his door. He has like 10 locks.
He is a bit paranoid by now.
Well, I mean, I understand that was funny. She's like, oh, she was funny. She's like, oh, wow, the neighborhood really went to crap when I was gone.
Yeah. Then she goes into the weird mode.
And she explains the dollhouse had it bugged, and he's saying he wants to check her apartment. Well, no, I think he said he might have.
I think he did check her, something like that.
Yeah. Wasn't he supposed to, like, water her plants or something? No, someone else is going to.
Yeah, she had a friend that was staying at her.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. Um, And she's kind of, yeah, I just thought it was, he's just, like, wanting to, like, search her apartment, and, yeah. And then he's going on about everything, and he's all excited, and he's talking about, like, he's, I think it's underground, I'm seeing all these connections, all these money, and he's, like, and she's just kind of, like, looking at him, and he kind of catches on, and he's, like, well, you didn't want to come back for this, did you? And she's, like, no, I came back for you. And everything else, and he's saying that she should go back to Iowa, right. And she's like, no, oh, I love it, she's like, I was running away, but also I don't want to come back because it's Iowa, my mom likes to set me up with all my boyfriends that I dated in high school that are losers. Oh, Melly. And Polly, yeah, he's like, I'm giving you an out. I can't sleep. I'm obsessed. And she's like, oh, I can help you stay grounded. And then they kiss and everything. And then she gets the overtaken from the message person.
Yeah.
And at first, yeah, he thinks it's a joke.
Yeah.
And it's saying, we know this is hard for you. The dollhouse is about to find out we're messing with their that the imprints have been messed with. This is the only way we could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, and he's like freaking out, like, Melly's a doll, Melly's a doll. And just like, he's like, no, it happened long before you met me. The dollhouse has been spying on you. Everything's for you. Don't, like, that Melly has been spying on you. Because also, like, they were aware, you know, the less surveillance that they had. Don't tell her anything. And you can't tell her anything, because if they know, they will kill you. And he's freaking out because, you know, he's like, I slept with her. And the person talking to Melly. Is explaining how she's a sleeper, one flip of a switch, and she will kill you. And Paul is asking where it is, if he's on the right track, but all, and, I don't know if, did you ever see iRobot?
Yeah, I don't really remember it, but I've seen it.
Well, I just think it was funny how it also was that way again, like, kind of with the holograms, and it said, they wouldn't have the answers unless you asked the right question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it kind of had that kind of thing, which I thought was kind of cool. But she's like, you need to look into why it exists. It deals in fantasy, but what is its purpose? And it says, you know, you can't tell her. You have to keep the illusion. And yeah. Then Melly comes back, and she's like, why aren't you kissing me? And then they kiss more.
Uh-huh.
And then we have Lawrence is trying to get hold of DeWitt. And they kind of fight and fight with Topher some more. And Topher, like, is getting, like, pushed on the chair. And, yeah, okay, here we go. A bit of Lawrence Dominic. He's like, this, how could this happen on your turf? And they're saying, like, you know, who all can come up here? And he's like, well, it's a long list. You know, the dolls, the handlers, everyone else. And then he's like, Adele's wrath is going to come down. Lawrence Dominic says, Adele's wrath is going to come down on you. And he says, and then I'm coming after you. And then Sierra, she's in her super spy mode. And she's like, you know, what I do to someone who's exposed us like that, I'd kill them.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Oh, Sierra in her super crazy spy mode.
Yep.
And then they talk about how Sierra's going to go to the NSA, and she needs to get inside, and she gets changed, and she goes on the train. She's wearing a short wig, and then on the train, she sits next to someone that looks exactly like how she's dressed up. And then she's like, oh, can I have a pen? And then she stabs her. And then she passes out. And then yep. she takes her card. And then she takes a picture of her eye. And then she just leaves her there. Yep. Poor thing. Hopefully the train people will notice before too long. They'll be like, last call for blah, blah, blah. Like, probably is, like, further away from the, like, wherever she was supposed to be at in the first place as you can get. And they'll be like, what is she doing here? Yeah. Hopefully the train has good food for probably the long train ride she has back.
Yeah. She'll wake up and be like, what happened?
Yeah, and then finding out that someone stole information from the place you work at, and who knows if they could have found out that it was someone that looked like you, and then they're gonna think it's you, possibly. Well, probably not, because they saw Sierra throw off her wig, but
yeah,
it doesn't look good. Like, she could have, they could think that it was, like, planned or something. What?
And she could have major problems now with her job.
It's true.
Getting a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the dollhouse will fix that.
Maybe. Well, she's not getting a security job, but that's okay. Even though there's a slot open, but then there wasn't anymore. But, so we have... Sierra goes in, she gets in fine, she uses her card. She makes a contact from the phone picture. And then she puts the little contact in her eye, and then it lets her in. Kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then I guess the guy kind of recognizes her, and he's like, oh, you know the drill. Like, nothing goes in, nothing comes out. The card only will clear what you can see. So that they must have had to do a good bit of research, like, to find out, like, definitely be able to clear this. Or, I wonder, because they do look kind of similar, whether they just... I guess, you know, they did do pretty well dressing her up, but, yeah. It was like they did look kind of like they were able to pass for each other well. Whether they, like, had to do, like, a face-matching thing for people that work there, or who knows.
Yep.
But then Sierra, she takes the paper, and then she sets off the alarm when she comes out, and security guys come in to scan her, and... She kicks his butt.
She does.
Mm-hmm. And then she hit it in her skirt, and then she, runs, and then alarms are going off. She gets to her, I guess, the office she was supposed to be in, and then she goes on the computer, she's reading the paper. And then she's going down with the people for the alarms. And then she's running away from everyone. She's like, I need the roof extraction. The people are chasing after her. And she throws off her wig. And they're shooting. And she's like, oh, the wrong end. Like, she has to go this other way. And then they get her out.
Yep.
Yay. Sierra's not dead. Uh-huh. That'd be very sad.
Hasn't Echo been changed to a spy?
It's just weird how it was shot. I just kind of get it as it comes.
Yeah.
So next we have Victor and Ivy. You know, they talk about how they, Topher's asking if Ivy's messed with the equipment. And she actually had a good response and I loved it. And she's like, well, it's probably all the stuff that you did to make it working again. Oh, wasn't it great?
It was great.
I love Ivy.
Yep.
Oh, and then Victor is, you know, like, he's been imprinted. And he tells Topher to be nice. And he thinks that Ivy likes him.
Oh my goodness.
I If he was nicer.
Yes.
And quit making her go on pudding runs.
Yes.
Because she is smart.
I think they'd only understand each other, though, because they're so smart.
But it is interesting, yeah, to see who he really goes for. And, I mean, she is smart, too, but you think, like, they probably worked together a lot, and he could have picked Ivy, but interesting. Uh-huh. And what he told her, yeah. So, anyways, and then we have the whole thing. They run into Boyd and Echo. We're not going to go through that again. And he takes the flowers, and the handler's saying goodbye, and she's like, stay out of trouble. And Roger's, you know, Topher is Roger. He's like, I promise nothing. Oh, it's funny. And then so he goes into the house, and he kisses this old lady's hand, and he gives her flowers, and the lady's like, oh, it's my favorite. And then he leaves. I guess it's some kind of cover?
I think so. Because yeah. They don't want her knowing that, or they don't want them knowing, rather.
Yeah. And I guess, like, you know, they only track the dolls. Well, we get more into that later in the season. But, you know, they don't know who the client is. Like, they don't know who Victor's with.
Yeah.
They get their vitals and stuff. And for maybe really important missions, they get visuals. But this one's a romantic engagement. So, they don't know that it's not the old lady that Victor's with.
Yep.
So, but yes, he takes a car, and it was a nice car. And then he drives, and then we see Miss Lonely Hearts, and it's Adele. And she's looking good in that dress, too.
Yep.
And, yeah, it's a romantic engagement. Yeah, she's wearing, like, a fancy pink dress, and then the phone's ringing, and she's talking about, they have this cute little thing of, like, should we answer the phone? Should we not answer the phone? And she says it could be something important, and it could be Topher telling me his sweater's itchy. I could so see Topher doing that. Remember how he was before? He's like, I'm afraid of the dark. Oh. Oh, that's great. So then we have, she kind of just is like, well, it is a slippery phone. And then so they drop the phone so then no one can get a hold of them. Mm-hmm. And she talks about how stuff is crazy at work. And she's like, he's like, oh, the dollhouse, I can't understand it. And something she says, like, I never caught this before. Or if I did, I forgot about it. But Adele says, I used to do stuff to help, like, with stem cell research and stem organs.
Yeah, she does say that.
Yeah, like, really important stuff, you know, helping people do organ transplants and everything, that kind of thing. Being able to do that. And then she's like, well, now look at me. And then, well, he's like, well, you're helping lonely people, aren't you? And she's like, yeah. And then this one was so weird. I didn't get the fencing scene. Did you?
I don't know. I sort of got it. She wanted to do an activity, I guess. That's what I got.
I mean, I get that and, like, get some stuff out. But, yeah, so they're fencing, and they're getting into it, and then she accidentally, I think, cuts him, and then he, like, gets all rough and everything, and he's like, well, that's what you wanted since you, or you wouldn't have cut me.
Maybe she gets some sort of weird thing from it, I don't know.
Yeah, it was just weird, and I didn't like it, I'm just gonna say it, put that out there.
Well, just chalk it up to she's British.
Yeah, who knows?
She's not British, but maybe the British like to fence before they do other things.
Yeah.
Who knows? A weird thing, I don't know.
Let's see. Yeah, and as soon as they kiss against the wall and everything, he's like, oh, you have had a rough day. And then we see them later, and they're in bed, and they're talking, and he says, like, you're everything I want in a woman. And he says, if I were to be a client, I'd want one of you, like, exactly like you, and then another one for when you're in the shop. Which I thought was cute.
That was sweet, though.
It was. It was really cute. I could see why she'd want to hire him.
Yeah.
Even if it's just for a little bit. But then, no, and she's kind of like, eh. And then he's like, no, I do want the real you. And then, like, I liked this quote from her. She says, with everything, with the first date, it's about hiding your flaws. When you're in a relationship, it's about hiding your disappointment. When you're married, it's about hiding your sins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they start talking about running away and buying a bar on the beach and having it be a weekend all the time. And dogs can come in and buying phones just to drop them in the water.
Yep.
And also, I love this bit. She's like, no sexy businesswoman shoes. And he's like, I'm keeping my shoe, sexy businesswoman shoes.
I like that too.
Hilarious.
And maybe you need the sexy businesswoman shoes to better appreciate the rest of it, like dropping the phone in the water.
That's true.
It's true.
Having it be the weekend all the time could be boring.
It might.
You need a reminder of that stress.
And give you something else to do.
Yep.
But, anyways, I would so visit their bar on the beach, though, and you could bring your dog in. It'd be awesome.
It would be.
Have a couple drinks with Adele. I bet she'd be fun.
She would be. Especially when you see her, when they have that drug.
Yeah, it's true. I just wouldn't want to fence with her.
Yep. Apparently she likes fencing to be rough.
Yeah. And then at first, then we go to the morning, and then Adele is crying. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, not yet. And then she gets upset before they go to bed, and she's like, it can't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, am I not who you need? And she's like, no, you are. We just can't have that.
Yeah.
And I think there's something about they might have said, like, I trust you or something. But anyways, we go to morning, and she's crying, and he comforts her. And at first, I didn't understand why. I almost thought, like, did she somehow get a call from the dollhouse, and she knew, like, what was going on?
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was, but no, I think it was, and, like, her realizing she needs to let Victor go.
Yeah. I kind of thought that, too, what you said when I watched it, but the second time I watched it, I was like, oh, no, she's totally... I mean, yes, they explain it later, but she's totally crying because she has to let him go.
Yeah. Because she did throw her phone in the water.
Yeah.
So.
But I thought that because I was like, well, maybe she has a landline or something.
Yeah, it's true.
Or the internet, or somehow she...
Yeah, and I'm sure Topher would be, like, calling every 5 seconds.
Yes, to talk about how he's scared of the dark and has...
Well, no, and freaking out about the spy, and he would be, like, searching, like, where is this conference? Why can't we get a hold of her?
Yeah.
Like, what? There's no conference? What? Where is Adele?
Yes.
And then just happenly, like, wouldn't notice that, oh, it's in the... She's in the same place as Victor is. But, yeah, then next we have Echo, And Topher imprinted her, and she's in her spy mode, and it's pretty awesome. Yes. And she's all, like, okay, we need to do this and this. And he's like, is there anything I can do? And she's like, yeah, I need some clothes because I can't catch a spy in my pajamas.
Yeah.
But she didn't look exactly like pajamas, which I thought was, like, she was, you know, normal, like, tank top and stuff, but I don't know.
I could see it coming across as pajamas to some people, so.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess I kind of wear that, but I didn't look too pajama-like.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we have Topher, Echo, and Dominic, and Dominic, he's like, it's being handled. And Topher's like, well, she'll find the spy. And then they're talking about how they'd have to talk with everyone. And then... yeah, it was funny. She's like, I have to start with Topher, like, interrogating him. And then Lawrence Dominic is like, oh, why'd I doubt you? Yeah. And then, oh yes, with what she has going on, she said she has a bit of, she's rocking a bit of Nancy Drew. She's got some spy moves and, you know, everything else.
Yep.
So she's asking, Topher, she says, why are you here? And he's like, I'm doing stuff my grad school teachers haven't dreamed of yet. She's like, I don't want to brag, okay, but I'm kind of a genius.
Yep. Good old Topher.
Yes, and then it's funny. He's like, do you really think, like, I would do this? And then she's like, well, it means that either someone came in, so you're incompetent, or you're trying to throw us off your trail. And then he says something else, and she's like, oh, so it matters what people think of you. And then next we have her interrogating Ivy, which was amazing. And she's, like, upset, and she's just like, I didn't go through school just to be Topher's assistant and get him snacks, which I do very well, thank you.
Yes.
And get yelled at when I try and do more.
Yes.
I probably know enough to break it down so he wouldn't, and put it back together so he wouldn't know.
Which does make her look a bit suspicious.
It does. And then we have, Echo's explaining, like, we're trying to nail down your feelings of the dollhouse. She's talking to Boyd, and he says, like, killers, and, like, all the, like, you know, you're hurting people and everything else. And she's like, I don't know why, but I trust you. Yep. Oh, that dang handler Bond.
Yep.
And then he's like, oh, I guess I just have one of those faces.
Yep.
And then so we have Dr. Saunders, which this is a clue to something, a big reveal later on. But Echo's looking and she says, when is the last time you left the dollhouse? And she's like, well, I feel I better serve them if I'm here. And, you know, like, engagements go 24/7. And then, whatchamacallit? Echo's saying, like, how intense focus on your work can leave it empty. Like, she's like, do you even have friends outside the dollhouse? And she's just kind of, like, Dr. Saunders just really quiet, so it kind of seems no. Poor Dr. Saunders.
Yep.
Very sad. So we have Dominic on the phone, and he says, oh, you lose. Sierra knows who the spy is. And they say it's Ivy, and they're starting to drag her off, and she's like, no, no. And it's like, oh. And they're like, Ivy. Do you know what the attic is? It's a mental suck. It means that, you know, when a name or something is on the tip of your tongue, that means every thought is like that. And they're like, keep her in holding. And they're like, it's like, oh, poor Ivy.
Yes.
She's like, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I promise. Topher, believe me. But then Echo, thankfully Echo, stops them. And she's like, how long? And then, how long do you think you can keep it up? Because Dominic's like, what? And then she's like, you work for them. And he's like, the file says it's Ivy. And she's like, well, you know, the body language is telling me something different.
Yep.
And I think they say something about the language. And
yep.
But he's like, well, you know, when you told us that when you got the call saying they found it, everyone else got tense and was like, who's the spy? Who's the spy? You got loose. And you knew that the file was implanted to say that it was Ivy. And you warned them so you could, you know, blame Ivy and so you could keep working. And they're looking at, like, something about the proof is in the logs. And they said, you know, the phones were down except in the office.
Yeah,
and then she's saying stuff, and, you know, it's pretty intense, and then she's like, oh, like, the pretty cool one of just, like, you know what the big sign is, and he's like, what? She's like, 30 seconds ago, you undid your holster, and then they start fighting, and, yeah, they're pretty awesome, and she's like, well, you need to figure out, you're a doll, and you're broken, and pretty harsh. And then she scrapes him with glass.
How did that break again?
I'm pretty sure they just slammed into it. But yeah, they both did get glass.
Yeah.
Like, they made shivs. Which again, like, it wasn't as bad as the Pretty Little Liars one. I will never forget, like, freaking out when Arya, like, got the glass out the mirror. And I was like, ugh. But still, it was like, But yeah, they're just fighting back and forth, and I love Topher and Ivy, and they're, like, cowering behind a desk. And Ivy's like, should we help? And Topher's like, well, I implanted her with kung fu skills, but be my guest. Oh, Topher. And then she gets the memory of him trying to... Dominic trying to hurt her, and she says, like, you know, you tried to kill me before, and she says, he says, you're another alpha waiting to happen, and she gets the upper hand, and she's like, I'm not broken, and then we see him, and he's in the chair, and DeWitt is back, and she's like, I trusted you. And then she said, I think, like, she's asking, I think, why she, why he tried to kill Echo, and she says, I wasn't sent to bring you down, I was sent to protect you and keep you from Paul. And he's saying, what will it be like when the dollhouse gets out of control? And they're trying, you know, they want to try and get information, and he's trying to, like, plead his case a little bit, but she's not going for it.
Yep.
And she's like, you know, just prep him for the attic, and he's like, what, so you're doing this, like, a business transaction? And she's like, yep, we're gonna put you in your little box, and then when you come out, like, tell them it's fine, because he's like, well, people are gonna come looking for me. And she's like, yep, we'll just have them, you know, have it fixed, so you tell them you're fine. And for 3 years, you know, even though you've been there that long, you think I'd show you mercy? You think you'd know me better than that? And he's like, you're a piece of work. And she's like, so they tell me. So then they're taking him back somewhere, like in a car. And I don't know why, but Echo's back there too. And then he's smirking, and she's like, you know, why are you smiling, you know, with what's in store for you? And he says, someday you'll be erasing them. and they won't see it coming, sooner or later, they'll get theirs. And then they're putting him in the attic, and then he gets a gun somehow, and he shoots. And then I think it's, I say something, I guess he had, like, blood on his teeth or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
I might be wrong.
Isn't there blood on the window?
That might be it.
Anyways.
And then... So, yeah, Heartless, like... Yeah, she's just like, do it. And then they do like the little prepping him for the attic, and it's really scary. And then she was the one that got shot. Adele was.
Yep.
And then she comes. Sierra and Echo look at her briefly. And then Topher shows her. She's like, this is Lawrence Dominic in the little disc form or whatever. And then she goes to see Doc. Oh, no, she asked Topher. She's like, how did I not see this coming? And he's like, no one did. And she's like, you saw it. But Topher's like, I can't take all the credit. Echo wanted to help. She wanted me to do it. And then, you know, they realize, both of them, Topher and Adele, that she's still evolving and protecting herself because, you know, he tried to kill her. Lawrence Dominic did. And then, they realized the wish fulfillment didn't work. And they need to keep an eye on her, but he asked, do you want me to wipe her? And Adele says, no. She might be useful, but keep an eye on her. And then also to shelf Roger. Because, and then Topher's like, did some hunky octonarian or something, I don't know, some weird sweep her off her walker, and it was funny. And then Adele's just simply, no, she says she figured the indiscretion wasn't wise. And then Adele and the doctor are talking, and they're mentioning how she won't take an anesthetic, so she's pretty tough. And she's like, nah, it's nothing. And Dr. Saunders is like, yeah, it's just a gunshot wound. And she's saying, like, I know you were close to him. And Adele's like, we just worked together. The doctor's like, it's okay to feel something. Adele says, that would imply I lost something. And I think the doctor's like, didn't you? And she says, nothing I can't live without. And now she's saying it, she's looking at Victor.
Yep.
And then we have Boyd. He's doing the background check. He's like, we think everyone is clear, so we're pretty sure it's nobody else is in the NSA, like, basically like Lawrence was. Like, you think that's as far as it went. And she makes him the new head of security. And he said, like, he tries to decline and says he wants to be with Echo.
Uh-huh.
And then... she says, well, apparently you don't have to. She's taking care of us. And then we have Travis, and he's our new handler. And they're doing the handler exercises. Everything's going to be all right. Now that you're here, do you trust me with my life? And then she pauses at the last bit, like the with my life part, and she stares.
Yep.
So showing that, you know, she kind of knows what's going on.
Yep.
Yep.
Doesn't he, like, mess up, too?
He might have.
After him?
Say again?
Doesn't he mess up and Topher gets after him? He's like, no, this is really important. You have to do it just right or else.
No, I think that was with Boyd, because Boyd didn't want to, like, hold her hand or have eye contact.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Boyd's like, do I have to?
Yeah.
That was when he first got there.
Yeah.
That he loves Echo. That was the episode. So we have, for the person of the week, it was Ramirez, I think is her name. This is Victor's handler, the curly-haired one. The one that Echo hit with the whip. So she was in Grimm, Scandal, True Blood, Necessary Roughness, Off the Map, No Man's Land, and The Rise of the Reeker. I thought those were a funny one, and especially, like, it's interesting. I want to watch Grimm. I bet she would be good in that, whatever she is, because she's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I think it looks interesting anyways. But also, one of my favorites, she was in, well, I mean, like, one I used to like to watch, but I didn't finish, but 1-800-MISSING. She was in that. Yes. Yeah, they had some good quotes in it. Especially Victor was funny.
Yeah.
I promise nothing.
Definitely good.
Let's see. Sometimes it is about the pain. Do you know of any others that you liked a lot?
Of quotes?
Mm-hmm.
I know I liked a lot of the quotes, but I can't think of them.
Yeah, we're sorry. It's been a while. But I wrote down one of my favorites that we laughed about earlier is, I'm keeping my sexy businesswoman shoes.
Yes. That was awesome.
It was. Alright, so my favorite character, and that was really hard, this was Adele. Mm-hmm. Like, I always just pick the person that shows growth, and although I did like Lawrence in this, like, he was trying to kill Echo again, and it wasn't good he was found out because he was trying to help the dollhouse, and you know, they did say, if it wasn't for me, Paul would have found you already.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just feel like he didn't really show growth. And I mean, I kind of did like the end when he says, you know, like, sooner or later, you'll be erasing them. But it's kind of a bit more sadistic than I like. But, and although Adele, I think she's just numb right now, she is trying to do the right thing.
Yeah,
she's going through the tough time. Someone she worked with for 3 years. And I do think it's interesting. She showed a bit more of a vulnerable side to Topher. Because how she said to him, she's like, how could we not see this? And then, you know, she's talking to Dr. Saunders. And she's like, meh. Like, she's feeling like, she's all, yeah, she's brushing it off. Like,
yep.
And I guess Topher was being more logical instead of the emotional might play a bit of in it, too, because she's getting to the emotions of it, and it's like, you know, it's okay to feel something, and Topher is like, and it was shorter, too, so who knows how that would have went, but, yeah, he was just, you know, being logical, and he, you know, told the truth and said, you know, I didn't, no, none of us did, so.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and she gave up Victor and felt that. Because, I mean, she was just treating him, you know, like a client. So, I guess from her perspective, like, as much as it can, like, she's not doing anything wrong.
Right.
I mean, she's not forcing him. She's just being like a client. She's just from a higher-up position.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess it was a good thing. Because, if anything, I was thinking of this earlier. Like, just being so involved with someone, and it's not just sex for her. It's other stuff, too. And, like, when you emotionally connect with someone, it's got to be hard to just turn that off.
Right.
Like, when you see that person. And then it might go a bit. And I don't think she would have, like, taken advantage of that or anything. It also probably just would have hurt, like, suddenly, like, you know, he goes back to the doll state, he doesn't care anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it turns into, like, maybe she would try and get him to remember her or something, and then it would fail, or, yeah. just wouldn't be good.
Nope.
Yep. And so, yes, I think Adele had the most growth, and so she was my favorite character this episode.
Yeah, I think she showed a lot of her heart.
Yeah. Even though the fencing scene was weird.
Yeah. Everyone else didn't really grow. She's the only one that kind of showed.
Yeah. Herself. I mean, Topher wasn't bad. He just was normal Topher, and that, yeah, it's not his fault.
Everyone else was normal.
Yeah. She went above and beyond.
Yeah.
No. She made the sacrifice and, like, dealt with the situation. Like, she could have maybe, done something else and maybe, like, not dealt with it or something and been like, I can't handle this or something, but she did, and she got freaking shot, and then she's like, man, it's fine. So, you know, you gotta get kudos for that, for anything.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. And it was cute to see her with Victor.
Yes.
It was sad, though, for him, but, you know. She gave him up for his own good.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing else. And then Papa, I guess? Well, anyways. So we have the, so was she your favorite?
Yeah. Because everyone else was pretty much normal.
Yeah.
I feel like we kind of saw a good side of Dominic, even though he was the spy.
Yeah. But, you know, like he said, do you believe him? Or, like, did you at the time?
I think sort of, but I also think not really.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, and there's just so much you don't know what's going on, so. And the teacher, but he does have a good point about, you know, how can they keep the dollhouse and all the technology and being able to white people keep it reeled in?
Yep.
Such a big thing, and they're just kind of doing their little thing, like, oh, we got it, and, yeah, they need more control over it.
Well, they do.
But, anyways, I think he's doing mostly what he can, but did he really have to try and kill Echo?
Sort of. He was like, catching on, or she was catching on to him.
Yeah.
He could have continued doing whatever it was he was doing if...
Like, couldn't he have tried to pull her aside and explain?
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe that makes him more suspicious that he isn't really telling the truth in the end when he's talking to Adele.
Because, yeah, he was trying to throw her off the trail, and they're like, you know, this is going on.
Yeah.
But, what was he doing, I wonder? Well, they didn't say what exactly happened. They just said the imprints have been modified.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's interesting.
Maybe they were referring to the things like what happened to Echo.
Yeah, it could be.
The Melly
implant.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. But yes, I think whose life sucks the most, it's going to be a two-parter. But I think Dominic, because he is in the attic and this mental suck and only going to be brought out just to say everything's fine. And he was trying to do what he could. It wasn't in the best way, but, I mean, the dollhouse is so connected, and so he's with this company, and they're trying to get a footing in to try and help it gain some control so it doesn't cause bad things to happen. But the dollhouse is going to let just anybody in, so he has to go undercover.
Uh-huh.
And he can't be found out.
Right.
So, yep. And he's in the attic now.
Yep.
And he was fun in the episode with the, like, when he was saying sorry to Echo and everything for trying to kill her. So, but he's in the attic now. And also the other person is the Tarnan girl that Sierra was impersonating that's on the train.
Yes.
And how can you explain that? Like, so I was going to work on my usual train commute, and then some girl that looks exactly like me stabbed me with a pin, and then I don't know what happened, and then I'm going to work, and then everything else, like, some information has been stolen, alarms going off, everything's going crazy, and...
Yep.
People might think she's involved because Sierra looked like her at first. Like, maybe they planned it, or who knows. Yep.
It's still pretty bad for her.
I know.
It's kind of bad for Adele, too. Mm. She has to let go of Roger. She makes herself let go of Roger.
Yes.
But she doesn't have that outlet in that way anymore.
It's true. We forgot about something for the favorite. You know who possibly had some growth?
Who?
Dr. Saunders.
Yes.
She's looking at dating websites, possibly.
Possibly.
I want to go look at it now and see if I can find that.
I think the site or the fake part.
Well, just the scene where it's like we see her quickly go away from the dating website or wherever it is.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that part.
Oh, really?
Yep. Sorry, I catch more, apparently.
That's okay. I'm, like, trying to make sure I have lots of note and kind of get, like, the main idea of what's going on and getting a lot of what's said, so it takes me forever to take my notes.
Yeah, so you're not paying attention to the little details.
Yeah. But it works, it works.
The chick on the train blinking and...
Yeah.
The wig missing and...
And you caught that a while ago, like, when, that it was Yankee, like, players that Victor was saying.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what is he, doing the Pledge of Allegiance? I was like, way off.
I mean, I guess, I didn't guess exactly the team, but I figured it was some sort of a sports team when I first
Well, you were right, because Sierra, later in that episode, she said, like, you remember the Yankees.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
I do not see the dollhouse as picking people. I don't know.
Well, he was, well, Victor, like, he, right, we know this, right? He was in the military.
I don't think so. Not yet.
Oh, well, spoiler, he was in the military.
I mean, yes.
It's not a big one. I mean, can you really... It's not far of a stretch. I mean, look at how Victor was in that Needs episode. He's like, okay, we're going to do this and this and this and go here and go there.
It makes sense. And it would make sense that a militant man would be citing or reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah. I guess I was also thinking of... did you ever see that Bubble Boy movie?
No.
Okay.
I think I saw, like, parts of it, but no.
Okay. Well, at one scene, like, he's, like, the mom was, like, super conservative and everything. And, he accidentally, like, and he, yeah, he's just really sheltered and he accidentally, like, hurts his nuts or something. And so his mom has him say the Pledge of Allegiance over and over.
Okay.
Until the pain's gone. So maybe that's why. I mean, like, he was trying to distract herself, so I think that's why I was thinking that. And it was kind of just, like, mumbling, so I'm like, is that what he's saying? Yep, it wasn't. Alright, feelings of violence. Lawrence for trying to kill Echo. Like, he may have good intentions, but does he really need to kill her? No.
I didn't feel violent towards anyone, but there was someone that I felt, like, lecturing. I can't remember.
Topher ever being mean to Ivy?
No, I think it wasn't a main character. I think it was, like, the guy that let Sierra in. Or, I don't know.
What they do to Sierra?
Huh?
With the security guard or something? Say again?
Then she's in the disguise, and she goes in, and then she goes out, and... I don't know. I don't remember.
Something happened with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember what it was at all.
Possibly something. Someone was mean to Sierra. Oh,
yeah,
I had something.
Not so much mean, but I was like, you idiot. Let me point crap out to you and lecture you on your job and how to do it better. But anyways, after feelings of violence, so I don't really have any.
I'm trying to think if I have any more. I mean, Topher wasn't... Maybe just a little, like, flick to Topher for being kind of, like, snotty to, Ivy and being like, well, it's all your fault.
Yeah.
Of course, then, I think he did, like, was, you know, like, whoa, what, Ivy? Like, when they really thought it was her. He just thought she slowed down the machines.
Yeah.
And... I guess I can't really think of any either. Oh, that's right. That's who it was. The chick. I mean, she was kind of being a little mean. Like, to the, like, about the old lady, like, thinking that, like, getting Roger all the time.
What chick?
The, Victor's handler. The one that Echo snapped with the whip.
Oh, yeah. Her.
Yeah. I guess it's mostly she just kind of annoys me, like, from how she was before, like, calling Echo a dog.
Yeah.
But it was a little harsh. I mean, it's gotta be hard, like, for, it's harder for older women anyways.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So, yes, that's the violence. We're not very violent today, so I guess that's a good thing.
Yes.
So my rating, I gave this, I mean, it was a good one, so there was a few things that were a little bit confusing, so I'm going to give this a 9 out of 10 sexy businesswoman shoes.
Sexy businesswoman shoes. That is an awesome title.
Thank you.
I'm going to say what am I going to say? I'm going to say 7 out of 10 because it was good.
Mm-hmm.
And it revealed good stuff. Like, it talked a little bit about the attic. And I don't have a name, as I often don't. And I don't think I even thought of one when I watched it. So it's not like I thought of it and forgot it. So, But I did like the name they gave it.
Spy in the House of Love.
Yes.
Yes. And now Paul knows. Paul knows about Nellie. What is that?
I suppose you could name it something.
But yes, that was the episode. So it was a good one. And next we will be doing... Season 1, Episode 10, Haunted. And it is a great Adele episode. Yay, Adele!
Season 1, Episode 10 is about Adele?
Well, it's got a lot of Adele.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, you'll see later on, but it's a good one. As usual, but yes, it's really cool. But yeah, so that's that, and this is the A and B version of the Dollhouse Podcast. I'm Barbara.
I'm Amy.
And that's the episode. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.